800-686-2-
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's a wonderful day to get out in the yard and get some work done as we prepare for the arrival of summer. Spring is up and down. Boy, it's been crazy. Some days it's in the 80s, some days it's in the 20s, then back in the 50s. It's just up and down, up and down. So be careful. You know, it's still cool. It's still early in the season. You don't have to rush, especially on your plants that prefer a milder climate. You're not saving yourself any time. So just, you know, concentrate on other areas. Tomatoes, too early. Peppers, too early. All of your vine crops, like cucumbers and squashes, it's just too early. The weather's too cold. And even if you live on Cape Cod, it's still a little bit too early to get out in the garden and plant those. And flowers, like impatience, you know, it may not get down to freezing. Hopefully it won't. But if the ground is cold, and after all the rain that the Northeast has had, it makes it difficult for the ground to really warm up, and the weather, you know, it just isn't cooperating. So no matter where you live and you're reading your garden books, use your gardening books as a guide for where you live. Use your gardening books as a guide, because that's for the average. Some years you can plant early, some years you can plant, you have to plant later, and some years, that's the right date. So see what's happening where you live, no matter if you live in North Carolina, South Carolina, you live on the West Coast, you live in the middle part of the country. Look and see what's happening around you. Look at the trees where you live. Are the leaves beginning to form? One sign is, have you had to mow your lawn a couple of times? That's a good signal that things are beginning to get active. And if you haven't had to mow your grass, then you got to be careful of what you plant. So, you know, think before you act. Stick with the hardy things. All your shrubbery can be planted now. All of your trees can be planted. Rose bushes. Ideal time for rose bushes. Perennials can all be put in, and then your cold weather vegetables. And there's a few annuals that you can put out now. For example, snapdragons. They can be put out at this time of the year. They'll take some colder weather. But salvia, marigolds, if you put out your marigolds and the weather stays in the 50s during the day, drops down to the 40s or maybe cooler at night, when you go out in the morning, you'll notice that the stem and even some of the foliage is beginning to turn purple. They got chilled. You know, it's still early, so there's plenty of plant material available. Don't rush the season. Stick with the plants that are ready for the season where you live. And that way you're ahead of the game. Other than that, there's a lot that can be done right now, for example, is the perfect time to get ready for the Japanese beetle grubs. And if you've had beetles all over your property during July and August and into September, and you want to control them, there are the chemical way and there's the organic way. And this new organic way from a company in Canada is incredible. It's called nematodes. And nematodes is a microscopic worm. And they come to you dormant. You put them in a bottle sprayer. You spray them on your lawn and you water. The rain will wash it in, or your sprinkler water will wash them in. And as soon as they get wet, they come alive. And they'll drill through the ground looking for grubs. They won't hurt the worms, but they want, like, the Japanese beetle grubs, the Asiatic beetle grub, rose chafers that are in the ground, and a few others. When they find them, they'll drill into their body and start eating their organs. And while they're there, they'll mate with other. And then you'll have a larger population, and once they've killed that one, they all move out and they continue to feed all year. So go down to your local garden center. You want to keep the lawn safe. You want to keep it organic. You don't want to have any grubs. It's a company called Environmental Factor from Canada, and they're the only company that sells nematodes that are refrigerated. They keep them fresher. If you just kept on the shelf, like a bottle of chemicals or a bag of fertilizer, they will only survive for 30 days. So look for the nematodes in the little refrigerator at your local garden center. Don't accept anything else, because the weather's been up and down, the stores have been hot, and they don't survive the heat when they're dormant. And that will keep your yard nice and safe. Now's the time to kill your broadleaf weeds. And the dandelions, I mean, they're beautiful right now. You drive by some homes, and there's almost more yellow than there are green grass. This is the time that you have to act. And if you can put a weed and feed product or a liquid broadleaf weed killer, as soon as it's absorbed into the foliage, it will begin to make the foliage twist. It will be taken down to the root and it will kill it. And the thing that's nice is, even though your lawn is full of dandelions and they're yellow, once you get the broadleaf weed killer on the plant, it will sterilize that yellow flower so that the seed that's made will not germinate, which is good. Now, these products should be applied this time of the year. They should be applied early in the morning. And if you're using the liquid, just spray it. And you don't have to do the whole lawn. Just spray where you have the weeds. And it will not hurt the grass. If you're using a combination weed and feed that will feed your lawn and kill the broadleaf weeds, apply it early in the morning when there's dew on your lawn. And that way, when you push your spreader, the powder will stick to the foliage of your weeds. And then as the sun dries the moisture, that powder has now turned to a liquid. It will go into your weed, taken down to the roots, and it will kill it, root and all. The old-fashioned dandelion killer, weaving tool. Looks like a long probe with a little V on the end. And you think you're doing a great job. Well, I'm going to dig them all out. If you forget a piece of dandelion root 1 inch in the ground, by a month's time, that little root has grown right back to the surface and has made a brand new plant. So you're wasting your time with that tool. You need to get the entire root. Now, Bonide has a weed feed that's very, very unique. You apply it when it's wet, so it will stick to the weed, and they have produced a brand new product that will wake up the micronutrients in your soil. That's the first of its kind. And what's nice is it will feed the lawn for a six-week period and kill all the grassy weeds. And one of the new weeds that Bonide is able to kill is onion grass. So if you have pieces, clumps, looks like chive, and sometimes you'll mow your grass and you get the smell of onions in the air, and if you pick them up, it's onion grass, and it will kill it.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertiloam Kills-All to replace Roundup. Twice as strong and half the price. Fertiloam Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertiloam.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Mother's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. It's toll-free, so it costs you nothing. And if you had problems last year, let's nip the problem in the bud now. Call us so that you don't have a repeat. If you're growing something new, you're not quite sure what to do, call us. 855-660-4261. We'll all work together, and we'll get this solved. Okay? So it costs you nothing, and I'll do my best to help you to have a great gardening season. Now, one of the things that you should be doing, if you have fruit trees, apples, pears, cherries, peaches, if you have blueberries, strawberries, as soon as the flowers fall from the plant, you need to start a spraying treatment every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks. And you can buy either natural or your traditional chemical way of controlling insects and disease combination. Go to your local garden center, and if you really want good fruit and berries, they need to be sprayed every 2 weeks. We had a very, very mild winter. Most of us, I think just about the entire country, was warmer than normal, which means there's going to be more bugs this year, a lot more. So you need to get something on that fruit and berry plant to protect the plant against these insects that are going to be coming as the weather warms up. And you go to your local garden center, and you say to them, listen, I got a lot of kids. I'm a little bit concerned. I want something organic and natural. You have a company like Bonide that has an all-natural fruit tree spray with insecticides and fungicides that are natural. They also have one that's a traditional one that is not natural, a little bit more powerful, but yet still very, very safe. But if you want results, you have to start doing it as soon as the flowers fall. Now, if your plant is in bloom and you apply either the natural or the chemical, you run the risk of hurting the bees because you're spraying the plant. You're also getting the insecticide and the fungicide on the flower. Some of the products will actually take the flowers off the plant. And some of them, if you apply it when it's in bloom, the bees could get it on them when they're doing the pollination, and that could be a problem. So wait until the flowers fall, and then begin to apply. Now, strawberries, for example. I live in southern Maine, and my strawberries are in full bloom right now. They're not supposed to be. We're ahead of the season. My blueberries are in full bloom right now. So I can't touch those. When the flowering ends, then you can do it. That way you don't hurt the pollinators. Because if you're applying it now, you could hurt the pollinators that you need for your squash, for your cucumbers, for your peas, for your corn, your tomatoes, your peppers. So you just have to think. The other thing is, if you have a shrub and you've had problems with insects and there's no blooms, you can put it down now. Something like tree and shrub. Okay? But if you have, for example, azaleas, and you've had a problem with insects, if you have Japanese Andromeda or mountain Andromeda, little white bells, you cannot apply the insecticide that is a systemic light tree and shrub on them right now because it will go into the bloom and hurt the pollinators. So when your shrubs finish blooming, the next step is to make the new growth. That's when you put your products on, but not when they're in bloom.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. It's Sunday morning, and where I live in Kennebunk, it is as foggy as can be, but we had a great moon last night. I hope you were all able to see it before you went to bed. They called it the super moon. It was 14% bigger because the moon was so much closer to the planet Earth, and it was absolutely gorgeous. It glowed in the sky. So I hope you're all able to enjoy it. It's going to be another year before it gets to be that large. Kind of neat. Really, really pretty. And if you had shrubbery that had white blossoms on them, they actually glowed. And that's something that you can think about doing. A moon garden. And you plant a garden with a lot of white flowers. You go in your backyard at night, and they actually glow because they absorb the light of the moon. I've done that in the past, and it really is neat. So if you're interested, give us a call, and we'll talk about it. Our phone number, 855-660-4673. 42-61. Okay, Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Tom from New Hampshire with a question about blueberries.
Hey, Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I transplanted 8 high bush blueberries, and I was wondering how much water to give them, and when do I start to fertilize, and what fertilizer to use.
Okay. How big are these plants that you've transplanted, Tom?
They're about 4.5-5 feet tall.
Okay.
Now, and they do have flowers on them.
Okay. Were you able to get a nice big root ball with them?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I want you to do a couple of things. Number one, because they were not a nursery-grown plant in its own container, you cut a lot of roots when you moved them. So you need to produce a whole bunch of new roots to get the plant established. Go down to your garden center and ask for a product called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. Thrive is a liquid mycorrhiza, and mycorrhiza is the new technology in gardening. It's microbes. We have them in our soil, but not in the volume that would really help your plant. We take the plant Thrive, mix it with water, pour it around the base of the plant, wetting the root ball, and this little bacteria, this little growth, will attach itself to the root system of your new seedling or your new plant in your case. And within a 30 to 60 day period, it will double the size of the root system that's already on the plant. In the past, I always recommended superphosphate because that's what superphosphate does. But the Thrive is natural. It's organic. And it works much, much better. And less phosphorus you have, if you live near water, you will minimize problems with algae growth. But this plant Thrive, when you're putting in any kind of seedlings, will double the size of the root system much, much quicker. Now, watering should be done about 3 times a week. A fertilizer for blueberries would be something that's acid. So you need to buy Holytone. It's an acid-based food. Use it according to the directions. And then I want you to cover the new root ball that you have planted with 2 inches of pine bark mulch. That will create a barrier to keep the soil moist during the heat of summer. And it really makes a big difference. It will keep the weeds out. It will keep the soil moist. It will hold the heat in the ground to stimulate the plant to grow even quicker. And the other thing is, with the bark mulch, it's slightly acid-based. And what you need for blueberries is an acid soil. So if you use Holytone spring and fall, a couple of inches of bark mulch underneath the plant, and I would water it 3 times a week, unless we get a good soaking rain, until July. By July, in the next 60-plus days, it should be well-established. Keep an eye on the plant. And if we get hot weather and you notice that the leaves are not shiny, you need to water. But at that point, twice a week would be more than plenty. And then you should be in good shape. So you may lose some of the blossoms that are on there because when you cut the roots, you've limited the amount of water uptake. So keep it moist. Condition the soil. Get that thrive on there. And you'll have a good crop. But next year, your crop will be better. Okay? Great question. You will enjoy it. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ted from Maine with a question about Miracle-Gro.
Ted, good morning. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Paul. I really would love it if you would allow me to finish. As people well know, my friends, I'm always great for bumping all around and making it to the point. And since everything is so interconnected, as you well know, when it comes to organic things growing, last week I asked you a question. I started to. I didn't have finished because, as usual, I'm always going on. It was a succinctly put, I read with all the material I've got, with stuff as a whole, I mean, I can't even have time to grow it. There's a whole thing until next year. But anyway, I got a bag of, just sitting out there, I got to start doing it today. The seeding program. There's, you know, planting on New Year's like Beirut. I've done nothing for a whole couple of weeks. Two all night seminars on other stuff. Anyway, last week I started talking about, I couldn't remember the name of the product. I read, connected with the stuff I got from the library, all the feedback on the stuff, that Miracle-Gro, if it's over-applied repeatedly, especially if it's over-applied more than once, then repeatedly in a basin with a fruit tree around it, could work. Basically poison the soil and prevent it from growing for 2 to 3 years, allowing it to grow green, because there's something called salinity. Makes the soil saline, basically all salty, which will wash out eventually, but apparently won't happen until 2 or 3 years, depending, you know, how much it was, how thick the basin around the fruit trees are. Now, I suspect that's what's caused these fruit trees, they all plumb to, for some reason last fall, suddenly the leaves started cleaning ground, they dropped, the leaves are brittle, but now it's throwing new growth, heavy stuff coming out, some of them are basically like almost limb side limbs, and there's no evidence of any borer, there's no evidence of anything. I suspect it's because of this overabuse of the Miracle-Gro, which for some reason I did, I tended to overdo everything, and it didn't, and it's also raised high mounds in the fruit trees, so it also didn't allow much rain to sit there, which then I didn't do much watering either until the end of the summer, so the rain went off too, but there was no borer damage, there's nothing to indicate why the leaves would, you know, have that. And I suspect it's because of this salinity, but because of the overuse of this Miracle-Gro, which I did do definitely on these three different trees. I wonder if you could expand on that, what salinity means, or whether or not it would cause the, basically like a herbicide, until it, you know, washes out of the soil. Could you expand on that, what I read about the salinity produced by overabuse of the Miracle-Gro if you do it too much?
Okay. First of all, Miracle-Gro is a water-soluble food, which means that when you mix the powder with water, it instantly becomes available. So that when you apply the Miracle-Gro onto the foliage can absorb the food right through the leaves. What falls off the leaf and goes into the soil, the root system, can absorb it. Now, any water-soluble fertilizer, even fish emulsion, because it's water-soluble, it means that if you have a good soaking rain or you put your sprinkler on, the water, as gravity pulls it down, will also grab a hold of the fertilizer and push it down with the weight of the water and gravity. And I don't know where you read this, but Miracle-Gro has a life in the soil that will last no longer than 2 weeks. And after 2 weeks, the plant has either totally used it or the rain has washed it out. Now, this past week, we've had quite a bit of rain. If you get a half an inch of rain, and the day before, you applied Miracle-Gro, you applied
blooming and rooting. You applied fish emulsion. You applied a liquid seaweed. All water soluble. The rain takes it away from the root zone of your plant, and your plants can no longer use it. Miracle Grow is a great product, but you have to say to yourself, if I want to get results, I need to do it every 2 weeks. But it will not build up. There's no reaction. It will not hurt the soil, and it cannot build up in the soil. So the information that you read was not written correctly. What you should be doing for your fruit trees, a fruit tree is a perennial plant. It comes back every year. It doesn't die at the end of the year like a marigold or an impatient or a tomato. You need to use a long-term, slow-release organic. So you use something like Dr. Earth fruit tree fertilizer or Espoma. They have something called Fruit Tree Tone, and it's designed for, you can use it on vegetables and berries. You can use it on fruit trees. Slow release. They also have one called Plant Tone or Tree Tone. And you apply it by measuring the diameter of the trunk of your tree. And let's say it measures 3 inches across. You need 1 pound per inch. You take a crowbar, you make a series of holes underneath the canopy of your tree. Put a half a handful in each hole until you've used up the 3 pounds of fertilizer. And over the next 3 to 4 months, it slowly releases that product, which is what you want. A little bit over a long period of time rather than a lot and then nothing. And then a lot and then nothing. Steady growth gives you better production, but there's nothing that hurts the soil.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more, without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the Earth Box. The Earth Box is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The Earth Box comes in an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the Earth Box comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The Earth Box.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-Step Program from Scott's, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scott's has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-Step Program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden centre. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Greg from New Hampshire with a question about prunus fruit trees.
Hey, Greg, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good.
I have two apple trees. And I had grapefruit out from last year, and I did have some storm damage from the snow we had in October with some good-sized limbs that I can't seem to get to the top of the tree to get them off. And I'm wondering what I should do, and should I seal them with anything after I get those limbs off, or should I just leave them open?
Okay, the new research over the last few years is that you do no longer need to seal a branch when you remove it from the tree. And they're finding that most of the tree sealants were asphalt based. And they've done research and they found out that you don't need it. It will actually heal over faster without that sealant. But you do need to get those dead branches out, because the dead branches will encourage insects and disease to enter that dead branch, and it will work its way into the healthy part of your tree, and then that fungus
or a borer-type insect could infect the rest of your tree, and your tree will have a major problem. So, you know, if you have a neighbor that has a pole saw, and you have a stepladder, have somebody hold a stepladder while you go up and take the pole saw and cut and remove anything that's broken. That's really, really important. You need to get whatever is dead or broken off that plant. It comes a health hazard because as it dries, it will get brittle, and you never can tell. I mean, you could be picking apples in September. The dead branch is still there, and all of a sudden, that branch comes crashing down on you, and then you have a problem. So get it out and get it a nice, smooth, clean cut, if at all possible. But be careful. As I say, if you get a pole pruner will extend as much as 12 feet. So if you're standing on the ground, you're roughly 6 feet, plus the pole pruner, you can go 18 feet high to get branches. And you can cut or use the saw end on it. So to me, that's what you should do. Remove any suckers that develop at the base of the plant. Look for branches that are crisscrossing and rubbing. You don't want branches to rub because it pulls the bark off. And then that will really let diseases in. And just get it clean, give it a nice shape, and it will get productive again. Once you get the dead wood out, the plant will produce additional new growth to replace what was damaged by that freak, and I mean freak snowstorm that we had in October. I mean, we had more snow at my house in October than we did almost the entire winter. 14 inches in October. Absolutely crazy. The next biggest storm came in late March, and that was 12 inches, but it only lasted like 3 days because it was warm out. So it was crazy. So if you can do that, remove it, clean it, don't worry about the tree paint, but a nice, clean cut, and then feed it. Now, my recommendations is that you use a granular food, and in your case, get something called tree tone. Make some holes with a crowbar. Put a half a handful in. And I like a granular organic better than a tree spike. A tree spike is 50% fertilizer and 50% bonding agent that allows you to beat that spike into the ground. Use a granular. It costs half as much and it lasts twice as long because it's organic. The tree spike